My name is Joop. I'm the co-lead for SAMRES for the South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute at BeWellCo, and we're the evaluation partner on the project.
Thanks, Joop. So we officially launched our long-term wellbeing surveys.
Yeah, it's quite exciting. There's actually been a lot happening in the background. So we've been securing funding and we've been developing this study. So it's quite an exciting time for the project team.
Excellent. There certainly has been a lot of work, and we're really thankful to Movember for coming on board as our funding partner, and also to SAMRES and Flinders Uni as our research partners. People have started receiving links to the wellbeing surveys, and when they click on their link from DRA, they're taken through to the BeWellCo website to complete. Can you tell us a little bit about the BeWellCo and why you co-founded it?
Yeah, sure. So BeWellCo is a spin-off from SAMRES, and we set it up so we can make scientific approaches to well-being available to the wider public. So taking it from the research context to people who need it. And that ranges from training, but it also includes measurement, which is one of the reasons why we're working with Movember ourselves. So your members will be sent to the BeWell tracker, and that's a platform that we've built to measure well-being, basically. And we set that up so we could measure it, one, in a scientific way, but also so we could completely control the data, so we didn't have to rely on an external provider. So that makes it easier for us to actually adhere to our strict protocols for ethics and data security. And we'll touch on data security a little bit later on in the interview, I think.
Fantastic. Can you tell us why the study of DRA's volunteering program has been designed to assess?
Yeah, we really want to test and build on the existing evidence for the impact of DRA's volunteering program on mental health outcomes for its volunteers, so for military and first responder veterans. And while we're doing that, we also really want to assess whether the program actually can benefit from some suggestions for improvement or whether everything is completely okay. So we really are going to try and evaluate this independently, and we'll put our recommendations to DRA.
Yeah, sounds great. You also want to capture the non-veterans who volunteer with DRA as well. Why is that?
Yeah, DRA is quite a unique organization in that the veterans and civilians come together towards the same goal. So it's really about serving the community together in the time of need. So the role that civilians play really comes as an add-on to the military and first responder focus of the grant, really. So we really want to test both the impact on the military and first responders as well as the civilians, because a lot is really unknown as to what the impact of the program is, and we really hope to get some insights through this study.
Fantastic. Once an individual fills out their study, what happens to their data in the study?
Yeah, so as I said, they're completed through the tracker, and your individual responses will be sent to our database. So ultimately, we can assess the impact of the program. But all of those responses pretty much immediately get automatically de-identified. So even the researchers that work on the data actually don't know who the data belongs to. So everything is made as anonymous as it pretty much can be. What we will do in the background is we will collate the data, and we'll write de-identified reports to DRA as well as to Movember in the end. That helps us analyze the impact of the program. So we really won't be sharing any data, individual data with DRA on any of the individual responses.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. How long does it take to complete the survey?
It takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Yeah, so nothing too major.
Yeah, great. Can you tell me how the study's been designed?
Yeah, we're trying to combine what they call quantitative and qualitative data. So we really try and merge a couple of different techniques to try and get a rich picture of what the impact of the program is. Specifically, what we're going to be doing is using three streams. So one is we're going to do these long-term studies, one of which we've just launched, which is the baseline study. So we're going to be doing that every 3 months. Then we're going to do well-being snapshot surveys. So we'll do these short surveys around the time of deployments itself. And then finally, we'll be using some interviews, and we'll be using some focus groups with volunteers when they've come back from deployment and on generally throughout the program to see what the impacts are. Everything we do is scientifically validated, and we've specifically chosen our measures to assess domains that are quite relevant for the impact of volunteering on well-being.
Yeah, great. So when you say validated and validated mental health and well-being questionnaires, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, it's a bit of a term we use as jargon, so apologies for that. pretty much what it means is that a lot of researchers have been testing the same questions and the same combination of questions across different groups of the population to make sure that on average they would resonate with most of the people and they would actually give us reliable and valid answers over time. So what that might mean is that for some of you, some of the questions, one or two of the questions might be feeling a little bit off. That's unfortunately a thing that happens with these validated questions. But by doing this method where we use standardized approaches, we at least make sure we can actually compare the results to other studies around the world.
Right. So if you're answering the questionnaire and one of the questions feels a bit off, don't worry about it too much. Just answer the best you can.
Yeah, pretty much gut call. The first answer that comes to mind, that's pretty much what we want you to go for.
We've set some pretty ambitious targets for the engagement of the DRA members into the study. Can you tell us why this is important from the research side?
Yeah, this one is quite simple. It's pretty much the more data we have, the better quality it is. And ultimately, there is a bit of a ceiling, so we don't have to go on forever. But the target that we've set makes sure that we can actually give valid results on pretty much any of the analyses that we want to run.
Can you let us know what we're sitting at the moment against our targets?
Yeah, we've set a target, I think, of about 684. And so far we are at 271. So we're at about 40% of our target, which is quite an amazing response in less than a week.
It sure is. Can you provide us a breakdown by DRT team? Who's leading the wellbeing project?
Yep. So as of Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. Adelaide time, the Victorian DRT is the leading most tenacious team. And that's really followed by the NT and ACT teams, ACT teams, sorry. I actually think the one to watch is WA. So they've had quite a massive boost in participation from Monday to Wednesday. So Victoria, MT and ACT, watch out, WA is coming.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with a friendly competition.
No.
Thanks, you.
Yeah.
So it's over to our members now. The success of the Wellbeing Project rests on high participation from our members, so we do ask you to please take the time to get involved and complete the survey. It's just 10, 15 minutes of your time, and it'll help us immensely to validate our program so that we can grow our tribe and help more people in their time of need.
Thanks, Eves.